I have three short poems and then a longer one. The first poem is about the dignity of a dying old man in the black ghetto in Cleveland. House call. Carpets of roaches sniveled and sexed on the walls in the dark. With a sudden flip of a toggle in the racing light, they frenzied, flew for the cracks down through a gaping hole in the kitchen floor to a godforsaken trench, home of scavenging rats where no one dared go. Last month's grits clung to pans, grease on the stove, empty tins bathed in their cutting stench, and a TV tube ranted through the house, through the morning, through noon and night, stuffed with gifts, chic fashions, and wealth upon wealth. A lonely crucifix hung above his bed with a lonely Jesus who suffered, twitching the muscles of his neck to bend to watch the dying old man in the squalor in which he swam alone in silent despair. On the table, as on a mountain's peak capped with virgin snow, on that table in his living room lay a splendid chessboard, soldiers armed and proud and ready. Never used anymore, hardly even noticed by anyone who hardly ever came to call. Later, not now. This little poem is about a young lady who carries the scars of childhood rape. It's Lucy. Lucy, your story turns to struggle on every page of ugly men who'd burrow through the blonde and black of a child. You've seen shredded years, ecstasy in pots of junk. You've sucked sperm in stinking beds, been sold as a trademark, as the bastard daughter of Taurus, drained of the blood in your wrists and nearly your life. You come to me now, an epilogue, an afterthought on a canceled page, an emblem of guilt for having been born, by all odds as a remnant on a stage of lepers and plagues. I open my book to the story of Job, relive it over and over again, until I grasp its meaning, until I can understand the depth of the substance in what you're trying to tell me tonight. This is the story of the suffering of a hero who's been memorialized by a statue with all of the accoutrements. What goes on inside this hero? It's my hero, really, not me. Through the night. Can you see the slogans, rich with bravery, bathing in hope? Each day we scorched a village. Each day I killed a boy, wearing only dibs of doubt that clung to my chest beneath my badge of courage. For years, I've slammed my head against the pink clay tile of my bathroom wall, hung myself in the glaze of my mirror, crushed myself in my hell of sleep. Each night, I turn into granite and bronze, with tributes engraved on my pedestal, waking fresh in the morning to cheers and the glory that clings to a bird shat on statue that stands in the park, for simply doing what I was taught to do, to murder, protect, then to grieve. Wait. Okay. this is my long one. This is Gulag. It has a subtitle, To Sing Myself to Dust, which you'll hear as the last line. I wrote it for Ossip Mandelstam, who had the same types of experience that I'm writing about. This is a moon that hurts, a vengeful moon that beheads tall mountains, scythes fields bare, turns pine wood to vapor, clouds to shadows of ugliness. This is a moon that smears its glaze through the bars down the walls of my cell to sweep me up in its dungeon claws. Days wing lopsided, left to right to left, like pendulums cutting me down with obscenities, slashing my skin, crushing my face, killing my blood, kneeling to masters that jostle our cage with lions and monks. Inmates scale the wall, impaled on barbs, ripped by bullet spit, caught in rungs that carry them to the crowns on their graves, entrails dripping wallow green in the morning sun on the red mud ground. I hammer split rocks till the shrill of the whistle or bell at the dumbing down of day. Back in my dungeon, I pretend to scrub my remorse, my mind blanches, my senses pour freely the color of stagnant waste into festered sleep. The day has died on its throne. Venus sweeps across my eyes, filling their chambers with the force of my longing, while our planet thoughtlessly spirals the sun, feeding us back on our trash. Beware the slogans of triumph, swamps of tweets, decrees bound by trickery. For so comes the hour of great contempt. Caesar, prophet of vengeance, reigns in his temple of scourge at the tip of his thirst. His troops storm the courtyard in broad black boots, to maul, to pick the pockets of the faltering dead, the cudgeled, the blind, paltry buggers bled of their wills, drowned in their juice of submission. And so, my friend, you must cling to your struggle and find your own thrust. For strange is not strange. Truths can estrange by the order with which they bring order. Despots estrange by the auger with which they auger, tree-fining those whom they breach, bursting the rebar structures inside us, shattering the concrete limbs of our lives. To love, you must find your place in the sky. For tenderness lives in the grasp of wonder that soars through the heavens in search of its cause. One can grieve what's been left behind, but cannot leave himself behind to grieve the loss of the future. Perhaps our future is frivolous, not yours or mine. Perhaps we'll be carefully blown to bits, or not. Now the moon goes mad, she twitches. She gapes through her mouth, thrusts her kisses, our tides, wrenches them back, sucking sand, drowning us in suppression. My memoirs melt in the ink I used to use, in its liquid black, now writing invisible words on pages of shreds. My metals rise from the woodwork to remind me you walk the path of martyrs, ordained to follow them stoutly on. I visit the walls with the barbs, the green shadows on red morning mud. I see the clock, pendulum rusted, minutes smirking, shrinking, knowing all the while I would walk alone, awaiting the beginning of my death. I donned the robe of a dirge, marched through tyrannous doctrines to the center of the square. I follow my footsteps to the gibbet, slowly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 6, 7, 2, 9, 2, 10. Sealed in a hood that obscures my name, I affirm my faith in my countrymen. Hedging, reluctant, the hangman weeps. Glove on the switch, with a single thrust he'll be done, hired to weep to the finish and swallow his master's shame. The trap door will snap, snatching me like a frog in the jaws of a shark, hungry, fervent, feverish, swift. I'll drop, convulse. I'll leap through claps of thunder, through the clarity of dungeness flashes, to the 20th century of the sky, once there, to dissolve in the apogee of my planet, to sing myself to dust.